It's August 14th, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. Before we get into the news, I want to correct the record. In last week's 4MR, I called Washington Post reporter Ira Shapira, when in fact his name is Ian Shapira. I apologize for that error. Now, here's the news. Watch out, Twitter, here comes Facebook. The social networking biggie made multiple moves to take on the microblogging sensation. Step 1, Facebook upgraded its search engine to include status updates, photos, and other content. Step 2, Facebook released a streamlined version called Facebook Lite as a test. Step 3, Facebook bought social media aggregator FriendFeed for $50 million. All these moves mean that Facebook is putting more emphasis on real-time search and a slimmer look. Not only is Facebook taking on Twitter, but also has search giant Google in its sights. As Facebook improves search, Google has to wonder if it can index everything that Facebook has in its somewhat closed environment. Meanwhile, some observers are wondering if Facebook is wasting its energy trying to out-Twitter Twitter. According to Noah Mallon on Search Views, the bottom line is that Facebook should be cultivating what its users already like about the experience rather than chasing Twitter around, he wrote. The fear that Facebook's leadership is no doubt addressing is that they will be rendered irrelevant overnight by an upstart, the same way they themselves sucked the wind out of MySpace and Friendster's sales. End quote. In other news, Apple's popular iPhone has had some serious high-profile detractors lately. Call it the iPhone backlash. Tech pundits such as Om Malik, Michael Arrington, and Jason Calcanis have all said they're ditching their iPhones for reasons ranging from poor service from AT&T to Apple's recent decision to reject the Google Voice app. Why did Apple reject it? Most likely because it would make it easy for people to use the iPhone for phone calls without using AT&T minutes. The FCC says it is investigating, but the pundits aren't happy what they see as Apple's anti-competitive behavior. Arrington said in this case he was choosing Google Voice on an Android phone over Apple's iPhone. But is this just a case of some tech pundits souring on Apple, or a wider movement to come? Fast Company's Kit Eaton says the quitters should stop whining. He wrote, "The App Store is not the Democratic People's Republic of Apple. You can complain that Apple isn't running things exactly as you would like. Do let us know when Apple CEO Steve Jobs hands over the reins of the company to you." End quote. Now it's time for Quotable. In the uproar over the Associated Press asking for people to pay per word for each quote they use from an AP story, Thomson Reuters president Chris Ahern wrote an editorial saying everyone should just take a deep breath and calm down. He said, quote, "Blaming the new leaders or aggregators for disrupting the business of the old leaders, or saber-rattling and threatening to sue are not business strategies, they're personal therapy sessions. Go ask a music executive how well it works. A better approach is to have a general agreement among community members to treat others' content, business, and ideas with the same respect you would want them to treat yours." End quote. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, would you stop using your iPhone because of its App Store policies? Our last poll question was, how should newspapers make money online? 35% said try anything and everything. 26% said depend on online advertising only. 19% said charge for some specialized content. And 6% said charge money for all online content. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you are a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.